Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 28 regarding Katina, C-A-T-I-N-A, Hartsfield, H-A-R-T-S-F-I-E-L-D. Katina Hartsfield is a 48-year-old woman who reports she was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 12-220. Apparently she was the restrained driver of a bus that was in motion when she was rear-ended by a car. Apparently stated she on her body was jolted forward, but she did not experience loss of consciousness. Apparently she was able to keep driving. Apparently she believed she injured her back, neck, and right shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a pinched nerve and swelling. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. A paragraph per her claim petition. Ms. Hartsfield alleged she was rear-ended in a motor vehicle accident on 12-2-20, resulting in permanent injuries to her neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, right elbow, comma, back, comma, right leg, comma, right side, comma, right arm, comma, and right hand. Her treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 12-2-20, period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with motor vehicle collision, comma, acute bilateral thoracic back pain, comma, and lumbar pain. Period. X-rays were read as showing no significant radiologic findings. Period. They also ascertained a history that the petitioner was slowing down for a bus stop. Apparently, she did not know that their vehicle was hit, but a passenger later told her that she was hit. Apparently, she nevertheless stated she had mid and lower back pain with tingling down the right upper extremity and left lower extremity. Period. She reported this past Thursday she had a bulge in her lower back that was painful. Period. They initiated her in conservative care with medications and physical therapy. Period. The x-ray she underwent incorporated her thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Ms. Hartsfield followed up regularly with Concentra over the next few weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. In a paragraph, she had a thoracic MRI done on 1/19/20 to be inserted. Period. That same day, she had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. After which, she was referred for specialist consultation. Period. A paragraph on 2/11/21, she was seen in this regard by Dr. Daniel Cataldo, C-A-T-A-L-D-O, period. He further learned that she denied airbag deployment or hitting her head, a loss of consciousness. Period. She reports stiffness in her lower back. Period. She did continue along her route for about 20 minutes, but had to stop working early. Period. She went to Concentra, and after physical therapy, had partial relief. Period. She was using lidocaine patches, which did provide relief. Period. Dr. Cataldo rendered diagnoses of thoracic and low back pain. He also reviewed her MRI studies. Period. Straight leg raising for sciatic nerve involvement was negative. Period. She admitted to a motor vehicle accident 15 or 16 years earlier in which she injured her lower back. Period. She was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Contino, C-O-N-T-I-N-O. Period. Dr. Cataldo recommended she continue physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. She saw Dr. Cataldo through 5/14/21 when she was placed at maximum medical improvement. To her, this visit was completed via telemedicine. She also advised the doctor that she went out on disability today for, quote, stress leave, period, end quote. On the visit of 4:30:21, he deemed she was capable of working full duty. Appeared she was to return in 2 weeks after physical therapy. That visit was also done via telemedicine. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus but no tenderness, period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Hips and pelvis normal macro, cervical normal macro, thoracic normal macro, lumbosacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees elicited only a stretching sensation but no low back pain or radicular complaints. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 12-2-20, Katina Hartsfield was the restrained driver of a bus that was struck from the rear by an automobile. Paired documentation shows she did not even realize the bus was hit and had to be told this by a passenger. Paired this is an overt demonstration of the lack of severe impact or biomechanical transfer of force to the driver. Paired, she was seen at Concentra that day and initiated on conservative care. Paired, thoracic and lumbar x-rays were unremarkable for acute abnormalities. Paired, she participated in physical therapy as well. Paired, on 1/19/21, she underwent MRI studies of the thoracic and lumbar spine, both to be inserted here. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Cataldo beginning 2/11/21. Paired, he also had her continue on conservative measures. Paired, in April 2/21, he released her to full duty. Paired, at her last visit via telemedicine on 5/14/21, he discharged her at maximum medical improvement. Paired, she curiously informed him that she had gone out from work on stress leave effective that day. Period. The paragraph, the current physical exam is devoid of any substantive orthopedic or neurologic abnormalities to the involved areas. Period. She was markedly obese. Period. She was able to walk in 1/2-inch heeled boots. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, right elbow, comma, back, comma, right leg, comma, right thigh, comma, right arm, comma, and right hand. Period. She has been able to return to her former full-duty capacity with the insured as a bus operator. Period. And that is the end.